Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Merry Christmas, class, from all of us at Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. Class, it's a little different here. Christmas at the farm. We got a household. You know, it's used to be, go back in the 70s, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, all around the dining room table. Turkey. Grandmother would make a fabulous hand-cooked meal. It's just delightful. And over the years, when my grandparents died, it became my parents and then a couple aunts and uncles. And now it's down to just the 14 of us here at the farmhouse today. We have a full house. And it's Mrs. Finelli and Bam, our son. And a lot of little ones here. I got the toys all over the floor. I'm tripping over the dog bones. And so we have Mrs. Finelli, Bam, six dogs, five cats, and me, 14 of us here at the farm. So it's a different Christmas. And I asked Jason last week if he had plans for Christmas, if he was going to be working. And he said he was going to be working. And I said, I'd like to be here too. I'd like to be here too, because when I was growing up, my dad, I'm talking grammar school, my dad would say, well, let me just put this radio on just softly, and you can listen to the radio while you're sleeping, because he did, and my mom did. And there were a couple talk show hosts that he liked. One of them's name was Brad Crandall. And, of course, there was Long John Neville. And there were some greats. Gene Shepard. He's a guy. Storyteller. And I used to listen to the radio at night, and I fell in love with radio. And I realized that the radio personalities were my friends. Not that they ever met me. Not that I ever met them. They were like my extended family. And because of that series of experiences with radio, I think it's an honor for me to be here broadcasting with you. So I'm solo today. Frank is with his family. Sergey, I'm sure, is with his family. And that's wonderful. And everybody had a choice, and I chose to be with my radio family, and of course, you know, the 14 of us here at the farmhouse. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, we can start with retirement, and I've been thinking about retiring, you know, for years. I mean, you know, while I'm shaving in the shower, toward the end of the year, around Christmas time, I think about retirement. I think, you know, gosh, it's getting close. It's really getting close. I, you know, how much more can I expect from this razor? You know, I keep sharpening it every day, and it lasts about a year. And I think that razor is pretty darn close to within a couple days of retirement. So I think on January 1st, that my plan right now is on January 1st to retire that razor. It's a Schick 2. And I sharpen it every day in the shower by putting some soap in my left palm. And I move the razor across the fleshy part just below the thumb. Once, when there's soap on my hand. And I resharpen the razor every time I use it. And a couple times while I'm using it. Then I rinse it off with the shower water. And shake it dry and put it in the shower rack. And it's good for tomorrow. But I think I only have a couple more days left. So I'm probably going to make it through the end of the year with this particular Schick razor. It will be retired. And then I'll start with a new razor. On January 1st. So, do the razors last a full year? For me, they do. So that's what's going to be retired. And, if you thought it was me, no, I'm not retiring. I've talked to people about, they're retired, and, they ask me, when I'm going to retire. And I tell them, I don't see any retirement in my future whatsoever. I work every day, and I enjoy what I do. Literally, I get up in the morning, and I'm delighted to be alive. I'm delighted to have a full plate. I'm delighted to get on the tractor, feed the cows, chase the cows, fix the fence, fix the wiring, feed the wood stove, haul wood, load wood, all those things. I'm delighted to be able to do it. And I don't see any retirement in my future. Some people look forward to it. And I was thinking about those people who were on the cruise line. And they got on this cruise ship, about 400 of them, and it was a really stormy sea. I guess maybe no one really checks the weather. So they had a camera facing forward. It hit some really big waves, knocked out the power in the cruise ship. 400 people are being tossed around the sea. Had to be rescued. It looks like everybody's okay. I got to ask myself, Why would anybody get on a cruise ship? Why would anybody do that? You're going to be trapped? Be trapped for as long as the ship's in the sea or the ocean? I don't like that. I don't think I could do it. As a matter of fact, I know I couldn't do it. So, what's in store for the rest? I guess the point that I'm making is, I think you got to be out of your mind to get on a cruise. I really think so. Now, I admire the courage of my grandparents who came from Italy, around 1900, plus or minus a few years. And they got on a ship. They were pretty rickety ships back then. And they sailed across the ocean to come to America. Man, oh, man. That's bravery. And then when my grandfather got here, he signed up for World War I. He went back. Trench warfare, being gassed, all those kinds of things. The horrors of war. Sometimes you might wonder, where do all the bombs come from that Israel's dropping on Gaza? You ever wonder about that? Well, I wondered about it, of course. They come from General Dynamics, MK-84s. We sent them over there. So if you're thinking we're not in this war, it's our bombs blowing up Gaza. Can you imagine that? So today's class is 5-Minute University. I'm going to talk about all kinds of things that I think you should know, but not necessarily written in books, not taught in school. Things to think about. Now, these are things you're probably not going to implement immediately. But if you just store them for further use, you know, in the back of your mind somewhere, I think they'll serve you well. So let's start with generator installation. Here's an interesting thing. When people install a generator, they just tell the guy, put it over there. I'm talking about a whole house type generator. Just put it over there. Well, there's an intake for cooling air and an intake for combustion. It's generally the same intake. We're talking about a big box, kind of like a refrigerator lying on its back. And it needs to have an air intake area, and it needs to have several feet around for the air intake, like 5 feet. 5 feet, 60 inches. And then you need to have room on the back of it between the whole house generator and the house for servicing it. Now, here's what you can do. I mean, if you want to see what this would be like, put your back against the house and put something, wheelbarrow, riding lawnmower, you know, 3 feet away. Is that enough room for you to get down on your hands and knees and service what would be the generator if it were there? So how much space do you need between the house or some non-movable thing for servicing? That'd be 3 feet. 5 feet for the fresh air intake. And then how about the exhaust? Where is the exhaust going to go? And it's hot. If you aim it at shrubbery and shrubbery surrounds the whole house air conditioner, the heat might kill the shrubbery. And the shrubbery restriction of the heat from getting away from the generator might kill the generator. You need at least 5 feet there too. And then you need 5 feet from windows and doors because of the exhaust. Because there's no such thing as a perfect window, at least if it is openable. If you have a window that operates, whether it be a casement window or a double hung window or a single hung window, you know, that goes up and down, they all leak some amount. Just like microwave ovens leak. So 5 feet from windows and doors. And then, what about, let's say you live in Florida. And people do live in Florida. And with all the storms they had, a lot of them had generators, whole house generators. I mean, that's the best thing to do, right? Well, did they put them up on blocks? It's high enough so when a torrential rain comes, the generator doesn't get flooded. Not so many. Florida's pretty flat. Not a lot of places for the water to go. So the generators get flooded. Now think about that. So you have a whole house generator. Spend $8,000, $10,000 or more to have this thing installed. The rain comes, knocks out the power, generator gets flooded. Just like Fukushima. But in Fukushima's case, it wasn't the rain. It was a tsunami. And the generators got knocked out. And what happened next? Several meltdowns. Nuclear meltdowns. What happened next? They put the radioactive water in the Pacific Ocean. What happened next? Killed millions, if not billions, of fish. So, make sure you put your generator where the water isn't going to flood it.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the next topic for class is wire. Wire for households. So this is the kind of wire that you'll be using if you're going to build a house. It's the kind of wire that you'd be using if you're going to renovate a house. Or it's the kind of wiring that you would use if you were going to add more circuits or extend circuits. So there's a code and color code. And we're talking about NM cable. Sometimes it's called Romex, R-O-M-E-X. And NM is non-metallic. Okay. So it's improved for locations that are dry. Now, that's one that is approved for direct burial. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. So the ones that you would have for a dry location, that would be inside a house, inside a garage, and basement, attic. The first color we'll talk about is white. Now, this is the color of the sheathing or the jacket. And this is a standard that's been around just around the year 2001. So it used to be that you could buy Romex cable and be white. The sheathing would be white. And you could get it in different thicknesses or gauges of the wire. But since around 2001, there's an industry standard. And so white now is for 14 American wire gauge, AWG. 14 gauge wire has a white jacket or sheathing. And you'll see it at the big box stores in rolls. You can buy it in, 50 feet, 25 feet, 100 feet, 250 feet, 1,000 feet. White is 14 gauge wire, and it's rated for a maximum of 15 amperes. The shortcut for amperes is amps, A-M-P-S, 15 amps. So what does that mean? So 15 amps times 120 volts. So let's say you've got roughly 120 volts coming out of your breaker panel. You've got 15 amps times 120 is 1,800. So amps times volts equals watts. In this case, 15 amps times 120 volts is 1,800 watts. So that the maximum, absolute maximum current that could be carried by that white jacketed 15-amp cable is 1,800 watts. However, you really don't want to push it to the maximum. It'd be like running your engine in your car at red line. Absolute maximum RPM. It's rough on it. So just like it's rough running your engine at full throttle, it's rough on the wire, because what happens is as more current is drawn through the wire, it actually heats up the wire. So for safety reasons, 15-amp wire, which could carry 1,800 watts, is safely rated at 1,440 watts, 80%. So think about not overloading your circuits and consider having only 1,440 watts being drawn from a 15-amp circuit, 80%. Now, the next color in the industry standard in color coding, the wire, is yellow. And you've all seen this. And yellow is for 12-gauge wire. That's 20-amp rating. So the 12-gauge is thicker than 14-gauge. So as the number gets smaller, the wire gets thicker. It might be the inverse of what would appear logical, but that's the way the system is. So 12-gauge wire is thicker than 14-gauge wire. The jacket's yellow. It'll handle 20 amperes of current. At 120 volts, that would be 2,400 watts. Now, if you bring down the wattage to a safe level at 80%, that's 1,920 watts. 1920. Now think about this. So a toaster might be what? 1,500 watts? 1,800 watts? So do you think it would be safe to plug in a 1,800 watt toaster on a 15 amp wire that the absolute maximum current carrying capacity would be 1,800 watts. Not in my world. I'll do that. So all the circuits that we have in our farmhouse that have outlets are yellow jacketed 20 amp wire.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings in intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Merry Christmas, class. From all of us at Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. I'm running solo today and teaching lessons from 5-Minute University. So we're talking about wiring for your house. And so the next color is orange. And orange is number 10 wire. It's rated for a maximum of 30 amperes. And it's not the kind of thing that you'd be using to run circuits in your house. You know, I'm talking about receptacle type circuits. That you would use the yellow wire for, the 20 amp wire. But at our farmhouse, we've used the orange wire, 10 gauge, and maximum of 30 amperes. And we use it for the well pump, because I don't want to have a voltage drop The well pump is 230 feet down, and it's roughly 100, over 100 cable feet to get to the well from the house. So there's a long run there, and the wire has resistance, and you lose voltage the longer the run. So to compensate for that long run, you want to use a thicker wire that can carry more current. So even though the well is only drawing, let's say, less than roughly 1,000 watts, 3,000 watts to start, I'm using a much heavier wire, just so the well pump lasts longer. And also, I use that size wire to run electricity to outbuildings. So I may want to put a piece of equipment in an outbuilding, like a welder, and that 30-amp wire, the 10-gauge, is perfect for that. Then the next color is black, and that's number 8-gauge and larger, higher amperage ratings. And that wire is hardly ever used, except maybe to connect sub-panels. It's hardly ever used in a house. I can't think of a reason other than connecting a sub-panel. And then there's a gray colored jacket or sheathing, and it's labeled UF, not NM, but UF. And that stands for underground feeder, or underground feed. And that gray cable has got a really tough jacket on it, really tough. It's hard to get it off. And it's designed for direct burial. That means that you can put it right in the ground without conduit. I don't do that. I don't put any wire in the ground without conduit. I use a non-metallic conduit for underground purposes, PVC, gray PVC. And I use the solvent and the cement to put the pieces together so water doesn't leak in them. And you can do the same thing too. Now, if you're going to bury cable, you need to make sure that it's buried deep enough and look at the code, the National Electric Code, to see how deep you should bury it. And it should be in an area where you're not going to dig it up. So you might want to mark it. And what would you use that for? Well, some people have post lamps. When I was growing up, back in the 1960s, it was common to have a light outside on a post between the front door and, let's say, the driveway. And they were on a post, had a light bulb in there, and you'd have a light switch inside the house, you know, near the front door. And in order to power that post and lamp, cable went underground. And two ways of doing that were to put the cable in conduit, weather-tight conduit, watertight conduit, or use UF cable. Now, all these cables that I've talked about, the white jacketed, the yellow, the orange, they are stamped on the outside along the jacket with the wire gauge and the type of sheathing. So you can read that, and you can grab like 2 feet of wire, and you'll see along that 2 feet, you'll see the AWG. And it might say 14 AWG, 12 AWG, 10 AWG. Okay. You'll see that. And I suggest, don't believe anything I say. There's a great book by Black & Decker, and it's The Complete Home Wiring Guide. It's about $5 or $6, maybe $7 now, used on eBay. And it's great. It's fabulous. So the wiring, the National Electric Code, gets updated every 3 years and keeps getting more and more and more comprehensive and more complex and more hard to understand. And so if you get one that is a little older, let's say a 10-year-old book, that's probably fine for most of us. but you might want to look up the latest code for your application. We're talking about circuits. I mentioned that a 20-amp yellow jacketed wire is good for 2,400 watts, 2,400 watts, but you're only going to load it to 80% of that, or 1,920 watts. But here's the kicker. If you buy a receptacle, a standard receptacle, it's rated at 15 amps. So 15 amps would really be a 1,440-watt load that you'd be safe to put on there. So in instances where you have a heavy load like a toaster or a space heater, you know, 1,800-watt space heater, I would suggest that you use a different kind of receptacle, a different grade. If you have the big box stores, you'll notice that you can buy receptacles in what they call a contractor pack. That's 10 of them. 10 of them in a box or 10 of them in a bag. And you could get them for, let's say, around 50 cents a piece. $5 for a bag of 10. But they would be the standard grade, the common grade. That's what I used in our house, for the most part, but not completely. For the loads that, so like in bedrooms and living room, dining room, they're fine. But where you have, let's say, a hair dryer, you might want to use a 20-amp receptacle. Because a hairdryer might be 1,800 watts. And that would be the maximum safe load for a 20-amp circuit, yellow jacketed wire circuit. Same thing with the kitchen counter. So what goes on the kitchen counter? Well, obviously a toaster, right? Some people have air fryers, microwave ovens. They all draw a lot of current and push the limits of a 20-gauge circuit or 20-gauge wire. So the receptacles for those purposes are more expensive. And they're called spec grade, S-P-E-C, as in specification. And spec grade receptacles are rated at 20 amps. Now, you don't have to put them everywhere. As I said, we didn't. For the most part, we used Cooper. I really like Cooper Electric. It's also known as Eaton, E-A-T-O-N. That's my favorite brand because they work. They work really well. And I like the physical shape of the receptacle. And we don't have those fancy decorator styles. I don't like them for a lot of reasons. I'm not really interested in showing off my receptacles to, you know, people that come to visit the house and say, look at that. Look at that wall outlet. Is that cool or what? The old-fashioned style is what I think is the way to go. Because they're less expensive, they're tried and true, and they absolutely work. And believe it or not, they have a shape that helps you guide the plug into the receptacle or the wall outlet. They're actually shaped so that when you get close and you start pushing the plug, it is naturally guided through the shape of the receptacle. And when I buy receptacles, I look at that shape. There's another brand, Hubble. Hubble used to be just great. But the ones that are in China, made in China, I don't like the face of them. I don't like the way they look. And I'm not saying they're bad. I just don't care for the way they look. Like some people don't like the way Ford trucks look. Some people don't like the way Chevrolet trucks look. Some people don't like the way Dodge trucks look. I just like the way the Cooper or the Eaton brand receptacles look. And I like the way they wire. I like the construction. And we've never had what I would consider a real failure with any Cooper brand product. Not one. And while we're talking about this, you'll find that if you insert a coffee maker into a receptacle in the kitchen counter, you'll find that over time, that connection will become, it'll feel gritty. And it's not like there's coffee grounds in there. It's the contacting and the breaking of the contact, putting the plug in, taking the plug out, putting it in, taking it out, that causes pitting on the contacts inside the receptacle. When that happens, or when the fit is loose, the plug just doesn't have a secure fit, a tight, snug fit when you plug it in, it's time to replace that receptacle. And when you do, you can do it two ways. Approved is the push-in. Take the wire, strip the wire, and push it in a little hole in the back of the receptacle. That's acceptable. But not in my world. Because I know for a fact that there are problems with that design. It's a spring-type connection between a straight wire that's been stripped, pushed into the back of the receptacle, and a small contact area between the wire and the spring contact point inside the receptacle. It's not good enough for me. I only wire them the hard way, which is I take a pair of needle-nose pliers, I form a kind of a circle, almost like a circle, around the screw, and then I use the needle-nose pliers to make sure that the circle is complete for maximum wire to screw to receptacle contact area, and I tighten it down. And, of course, you want to form that wire so that it forms a clockwise circle. And the reason for that is if it's counterclockwise and you go to tighten down that screw, you'll be opening up that circle of wire. So you want to make sure that that wire is formed in a clockwise direction. So we talked about 15 amp receptacles. We talked about spec grade 20 amp receptacles. And I use them for the bread machine. And I would use it for a toaster, but we have a 240.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, we've been talking about house wiring, and the wire that I've been talking about is copper. But there's another kind of wire that was used, like 1965, somewhere around there, to 1975, about a 10-year period. And what happened was, copper works great. It's a great conductor. It's malleable, it's ductile, you can bend it. It's durable. It carries current really, really well. Well, during the period of 1965 through 1975, the price of copper skyrocketed really high, really fast. So the wire manufacturers found an alternative that's been around for a really long time. It's aluminum. And aluminum is a pretty good conductor. It's not as good as copper. But if you make the wire gauge larger, it can carry the same amount of current as copper wire. So a thicker aluminum wire can carry as much current as a copper wire. But if it's a single strand, aluminum wire has problems because it's easily nicked. So during the stripping of the wire insulation, the wire can get nicked, and where there's a nick, there is a higher point of resistance for current flow, and it can heat up at that point. It also expands and contracts way faster than copper does. It also oxidizes way faster than copper does. So because of the coefficient of expansion and the coefficient of contraction and the nicking and the potential for oxidation, aluminum seemed to cause more house fires than did copper wire. And the receptacles, the switches that the aluminum wire was connected to, didn't accommodate the expansion and contraction very well. And when that happened, the wire would become looser at the screw terminal on the receptacles and the switches. And when that happened, there was an increased resistance, and then there was increased heat, and with the increased heat, there was more potential for a fire. So it was pulled from the market in single strand. Now, aluminum wiring is still used in houses for service entrance cable. That would be the cable that comes from the meter to your breaker panel. and it's typically gray sheathed. And that's perfectly acceptable, but not for switches and receptacles. So keep that in mind. If you're going to buy a house that has aluminum wiring running from branch circuits, from the circuit breaker panel to the receptacles, or from receptacle to receptacle to receptacle to receptacle, or to overhead lighting, I'd be really concerned about that and seriously consider rewiring it, which could be really expensive. Not because the wire is expensive, but because getting the wire in the walls and the ceilings, that's a problem. It really is. You have to cut holes, drill holes, fish wire. It's labor intensive. So I'd be really concerned about buying a house, a used house, that has aluminum wire. Now, when we built our house, I talked to the linemen, the electricians from the utility company that were hooking up the meter. And there's something called NOOX, N-O-O-X, and it's an aluminum paste, a wiring paste, kind of like, I won't say grease, but sort of like grease. And it has aluminum in it. And the idea is it will prevent oxidation at the lugs where the aluminum cable is connected, inside the breaker panel, inside the meter base. And the guys didn't use that. And I said, you don't use that? And they said, we used to. But we don't think it does anything. We don't think it serves a real good purpose, because it gets hard and brittle and it just flakes off anyway. So when I wired the heavy cables, the heavy aluminum service entrance type cables in our house, and when I wired the solar system inverter, I did not use the aluminum paste NOOX. Okay? But then again, it's not in a damp location. So that's a real problem. If you live in an area where there's salt water, I don't think I'd want to use aluminum wire because of the oxidation potential that aluminum has. As a matter of fact, if you're in inclement weather and your windshield is frozen, you got ice on your windshield, and you got a can of soda in the car, you think, well, you know what, I can just use that bottom of that can of soda and scrape off the ice. The oxidation that you probably can't see on the bottom of that can, or aluminum can, is like aluminum oxide. And that's what they make sandpaper grit out of, aluminum oxide. You can scratch your windshield using a can of soda because of the aluminum oxide. So it happens. Salt water, not so good for aluminum, including outdoor heat pumps.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.